Welcome to the NORATH News Network, an EverQuest podcast. Hello, questers, and welcome to the NORATH News Network, an EverQuest podcast. This is episode 05, Sweet 16. Today is March 16th of 2015, and we're glad to have you. I'm your host, Aylwin, and with me, as always, is my co-host, Lagan.
Welcome, questers, and we're especially glad to be with you today because today is EverQuest's 16th anniversary. Big round of applause inserted
Yay.
Here.
Woohoo! Happy birthday!
Oh, that was creepy.
It's Frosty the Snowman. Nothing creepy about Frosty.
Really?
Yeah.
That was Frosty the Snowman. Yeah. Okay, never mind. Never mind.
Moving on.
Okay. So, we're going to talk about in-game stuff.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, well, what'd you do in-game this week?
Silly Legan, he lost his claim that his Wizard's Tower was on because he literally did not pay or log on and pay when he was supposed to. And I'm still figuring out how to blame you.
Well,
so if there's anybody that has suggestions on how I can work that, please let me know.
You know, you're probably working on my build, maybe. Maybe you're working on my build. Maybe that's the problem.
That is true. I have been putting quite a bit of time. I've actually been putting more time in on your build now that since I lost my claim.
Is my build still going?
But yours is coming along, as far as I know, unless you haven't logged on and paid the bill.
I haven't been on Landmark in well over a week. So.
Well, we probably lost both of
well,
them.
Well, that's all right.
Way to go.
I myself have not been in any form of NORATH this week. It's been an incredibly busy week. Was out of town and just have not been in. Really wanted to get in. I got EverQuest 2 all updated and whatnot, and it was my plan to play this week. I'm probably going to take a little sabbatical from Landmark, I think. I love to watch. I follow Landmark Explorer constantly on their Twitch and their Twitter, and they post up all these amazing builds people do, and I like to see that. I can't do that. I don't particularly enjoy the building. I'm going to confess to you, audience, I don't like Minecraft. I'm before that generation. Never been my thing. I know this is not Minecraft. I know it's way more complicated, way more fancy. But I'm just saying, it's just in general, I'm building. I don't play with Legos. I don't play with Legos either. Well, I don't. I like my toys pre-built.
I can vouch for that. As a kid, he never played with Legos.
That's right. No, Legos, I'm a thing. Anyway, I want to. I desperately wish I was good at it and enjoyed it. Because I see what the people are doing. It's such a good community they founded. I mean, if next never happens, you know, God forbid, Landmark's going to be successful on its own. And I'm just excited. Every announcement they make, I'm excited for it, but it's not. I'm going to take a break from it for a little bit and dive deep into EQ2, assuming I ever get to play a video game in the near future. So, and then EQ1, it's the 16th birthday, so we'll have to definitely get into that some too. But that's about it.
Indeed. Well, there was one other thing I wanted to bring up about losing the claim, and I just want to give a heads up to all our EQ heads out there. In order to get my materials and my forge and everything that was on my claim back, I had to submit a ticket. Now, I don't know if that's in general. I don't know if that's what you have to do every time.
No, it's not.
But I know I did.
I can speak
so
from experience.
Want, if you don't get your stuff from your claim back, EQ heads, submit a ticket.
Yeah, I've lost several claims because I don't log in enough to pay the rent. And I can tell you, normally it just comes, your resources come right back. You know, you hit a bug, unfortunately. So, but normally they just come right back into your overstock, and you just get them all right back.
Well, and I thought that's how it normally worked, but I wanted to point out that there does seem to be a glitch or a bug in there somewhere that if you don't get your stuff back, submit a ticket, and the wonderful customer service in the Landmark game will get you your stuff back.
And they did get you your stuff back?
Oh, yes.
Okay,
Yes, they
great.
did.
Fantastic. I'm glad to see customer service is strong in Landmark, with they've been paring it down some in some of the older games. Well, if that's it for this week in gaming, let's talk about this week in news. Big news week, actually.
It was a big news week. Of course, as everyone should know, EverQuest turned 16. And so today we're going to talk about that first. From our friends at Zam, I've learned that there's a mechanical fortune teller in the plane of knowledge that will direct you to the start points for the quests and missions that are associated with the 16th anniversary. So I thought that was pretty cool. Thank you to Zam for putting that information out there. We're going to put some links up on our website so that you can follow, go to Zam, so or these other websites that have this information for you. But the real telling broadcast was the live Twitch broadcast that I listened to or watched actually this afternoon. And here's some tidbits that were in there. Starting on March 16th today, for 16 days, that means it ends on April 1st, you will get an additional 60% XP boost in EQ1.
Which is awesome.
Oh, that is awesome, yes. 16th anniversary quest will be available for 6 weeks and one day. Now, I have a schedule I'm going to give you of some of these quests that open up here in just a second. But the other thing that came to fruition or came out during this broadcast is the lowest level 16th anniversary quest is called a pub crawl. And they did say that the rest were pretty much for 70 to 75 level characters.
There's a pub crawl. I wonder if that corresponds with the upcoming, not to skip ahead to your calendar, but the Brew Day event.
That probably does, yes. It probably does. I don't know that for sure, but it probably does. So anyway, moving on, we have a list of dates for you
We'll
so
try to
that
put
you
these up on the
can.
website, but no promises.
Right. All right, starting, let's see, February 25th to April 8th, War Games. It's a mission in the Plane of War that lasts for 6 weeks. March 16th to April 27th, 16th anniversary player-designed mission.
Which is cool.
March 18th to April 1st, Brew Day.
For all of you
And that's the
who
one that the
enjoy
pub
drinking
crawl.
virtually.
Well, there's no hangover.
It's all, in every MMO there is a beer themed holiday. Every we've played most of them, they all have one, and it's always one of the
Oh
more
yeah.
popular holidays. So, a lot of drunks out there. Good for you guys.
Okay. March 25th to April 8th, Bristlebane Day. April 1st to April 15th, Stomples Day. April 15th to May 27th, 14th and 15th anniversary player design missions. And April 29th to June 10th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th, and 13th anniversary missions.
Some people would have said 5th to 13th there, but I like how you just listed every one of
I am thorough, sir. I am very
You're
thorough.
nothing if not thorough.
Thank you very much. All right, one final note here on this. Well, actually, there's not. That's not the final note. This is next to the last final note. 16th anniversary content consists of 7 tasks. Content will go live on Monday, March 16th, and will be available through Monday, April 27th. Some of the things that are going to be putting into the game that they discussed on the Twitch was they didn't go into a lot of detail, but they did mention these things. They spoke about experience improvements, new progression servers, and advanced loot systems, and of course, new content.
So I think a lot of fans are excited about potential progression servers, especially if they're time locked to, say, in the Ruins of Kunark era or one of the earlier expansion eras. So that'd be something for us to keep an eye on for sure. An advanced loot system. I don't know if anybody's played the EQ free to play lately. I'm sure, I mean, surely some of you have, but the loot system, man, after you've been playing these current MMOs for a while and you've gotten used to right clicking and looting everything in the vicinity, that loot system, that old school loot system, can get a bit taxing.
Oh, you're being kind.
I am being kind. I love it. In a way, I
That
love it.
loot system sucks. I'm just going to tell you, it
But I
sucks.
imagine, now though, I bet EQ doesn't get a ton of new players, out there. But if you were coming into that with zero nostalgia, I don't know how you get through it, to be honest. It's brutal.
Well, we had a buddy of yours play with us the other
Right.
night, and I thought it was going to drive him to drink, really.
Yes. And I'll ask if he listens. If you're listening, tell me if I can tell you your name next time, and I'll tell you who you are. And he actually is sort of known in another game, but I don't know if that's.
The game that shall not be named?
Nope, not that one.
Not that one? Oh, another
He's
one.
a
Okay.
Dota 2 guy. Anyway, so moving on from the 16th birthday, and a special happy birthday again to
And happy birthday
EverQuest.
again.
We tweeted out earlier. So many memories and adventures, and just great times had. And this, which is still probably my favorite game, video game that is, of all time, and the consoles and everything, I just got so much value out of it. Just loved it. So.
One of these days, we will have to regale them with the story of how we ran screaming like little girls in game, of course. From the Will-O-Wisp, and what was
The
that other one?
brownie, the brownie,
The
way too
brownie.
low level, got stuck on that brownie, and it was
It was.
probably, and it was probably something that could have been just swatted aside easily if you were at level, but that thing held our bodies hostage for like 2 days. It was awful, awful.
Yeah, we had to actually get some higher level players to come and kill the thing so we could get our bodies.
Have no idea what our guild was named back then, but if I did, I'd give them a shout out.
Yeah,
Yeah,
really.
they're probably all in nursing homes now.
Hey, wow. That was cold. That was cold.
Anyway, so let's move on to Landmark. Let's get into today's world. Terry Michaels posted some updates to the blueprint that he put out because we in the community may have misconstrued some of his words. I'm not going to go into it really. We'll post the links up and you can check them out if you haven't already seen them. He tweeted them. You can check out Terry Michaels there, and I believe they're on the forum, so these are around. But essentially, claim upkeep is the claims are not getting wiped. Claims are getting wiped in April, but that does not herald open beta. They had initially long ago said when next wiped was open beta, but the technology has advanced and they don't think they have to wipe when it goes into open beta. We are going to get new lands and biomes. That's coming in April. You're going to get the lava, I forget what they call it, lava fields and the deciduous biome and stuff like that. And that's all very exciting. Excited to see that. And even though I said I'm not going to be in Landmark a lot, I'm going to go in and see that stuff. I want to see the new hotness, because
Yeah, you gotta say the new cool
I
stuff,
like to
right?
think, what is that going to be like in next, like what's going to be there and whatnot. Let's see here, what else did they say? Oh, anything you bought in game, anything you bought from the marketplace or the player studio will not be wiped. Your templates will not be wiped. And they've stressed that multiple times. And
And if you have a founder's pack, it will not be wiped as
right,
well.
if you have a Founder's Pack, which is great because that's about the only thing that gets me through is the Founder's Pack. And well, that's about it, right? That's about the summary of it. A
Yeah, that was a
quick
summary of
down and dirty
what he had to said.
what he had to have
What
said.
What he had to said? What he had to say?
Believe it or not, Lane's alter ego has a master's in communication. So,
Really, you really didn't need to share that. I'm now I'm just gonna crawl up underneath this desk here in the fetal position. Thank you. Thank you.
So besides
You can do the rest of the show by your own self.
no, you've got to do the lore section. It's huge. So there's the brief updates to the landmark blueprint. Okay, so next up in the news, we have forum changes. Not a big deal, but there were some changes. Daybreak Games is starting to go through the corporate realignment of their takeover of SOE, and they're moving resources around and whatnot. You can go find the story. It's on the forums. Several of them have tweeted it as well. We're going to post up a little summary on our website as well at northnewsnetwork.com. And see, I give Lagan trouble because he can't say it, and then I can't say it. So maybe it's a bad website.
And please notice that I
But
don't denigrate you like you do
basically,
me.
I do appreciate that. So the big deal to me was that the lore is going away. The lore forum and general discussion sub forum for lore are going away. The RP forums are going away. They're going to be archived, but they're only going to be available in the archive to early April 2015. So if you want to go copy anything that's in those lore threads, better do it before March 31st, 2015, of course. And if you're listening to this in the future, and that was about it. They also put out a new user license agreement. You probably got it in your email if you have a station ID, which if you listen to this podcast, there's a good chance you do. And I read through it. I'm no lawyer or anything, but it looked mostly just like they're starting the process of removing the word SOE and putting in Daybreak Games. That's pretty much it. And I'm hoping that the forum reallocation is that they're putting people in different positions. I'm hoping what we saw with EQ2 and EQ's customer service being changed and then the forums being changed is that we're getting a bigger team on Next. That's what I'm hoping. I'm hoping all these people who are doing these things are moving over to Next. I have no confirmation of that. That's
Well, and
just what
that's
I'm hoping
normally
to
what
happen
happens
behind the scenes.
when you get bought out by another company is you have a reallocation of resources so that you can cover the bases that you need to cover. And I don't have a problem with that happening. Of course, I know that there are people out there that want the lore forums to go on. They want the general discussions to go on. But you know, we have to pick and choose which is more important to us right now. And as my personal opinion is the launching of EverQuest Next is the more important of those things right now. Now, I may get
Right, they've got to
blasted
get
for
some people
saying
into
that,
it.
but I think that the really important part is let's get Landmark, let's get Next going so that we can all start to enjoy new and better gaming.
We didn't put this in our notes, but MMORPG.com put out their top 10 most anticipated games of 2015, most anticipated MMOs of 2015, and EverQuest Next Landmark was number 3. Next was not on the list as because they don't believe it'll be out in 2015, and I think we
Right.
all probably agree that that's not going to happen. But hopefully Landmark will be. I still hold faith that Landmark will be, although I'm sort of thinking it's going to be the end of the year instead of the fall, like I had
Well,
probably initially thought.
the open beta is the next step, of course, and we really haven't we've heard rumblings of when that might be, but we've got no confirmation of when that open beta will start.
Right. Well, Terry Michaels pretty much said it's not in April. Like, the community suspected. So who knows when that thing's coming? It needs to happen soon. They are about to get the large humans in, so I guess people who are into that can be excited about that. I'd rather we got one of the other races in,
Could you please
but
define for me what large humans are? Are we talking giants?
I don't I don't know. I guess like the barbarians, but I, you know, somebody else tweet us, Facebook us, put it on our website. Are they in the other games? Are large humans in other games? Am I just completely blanking on that? Are they an EQ2 thing? There's so many more races in EverQuest now than went back in the day when I was deep into it. So maybe it's one. Maybe it's one of the races, and I don't know. I would much rather have seen elves or gnomes or dwarves. I feel like dwarves should be the default landmark race.
And for yeah, because it's a building race, and speaking out for the dwarves out there, I think you're getting shortchanged. I'm just going to be honest. I think the dwarven race is getting shortchanged. There should be an outcry about this.
You, in defending them, you insulted them by saying short change.
Oh, now here you go.
I thought you were making a pun on purpose. I thought it was funny.
I
Anyway.
was. I was. Yes, I was.
Communication masters, people. Anyway, let's move on to the lore section. We got a pretty good chunk of lore. Last week, we started to go through the EverQuest Next lore timeline with the Age of Awakening. Is that right? Is that what we talked about?
Yeah, so the Age of Awakening, and it was the Caldarion era.
The
And
Caldarion era, yes.
right, and this week we're going to basically we told you we were going to explain what the Norrl was, and this week that's what we're going to do. Norrl is the world spirit of Norrath. So most of you probably already know this. It's linked to the life on the planet, whether that be vegetation, whether that be animals, or whether that be humanoids of some type. Think of it as a spark that makes plants, animals, and advanced forms of sentient life possible.
It's the cube from Transformers,
It
but
is,
not.
yes, basically. Well, that's a good that's a
That's a good analogy.
is that a good analogy? I'll have to think about that one.
Moving on. Talk about the moral.
See, well, now I've lost it. I don't know where the heck I am anymore. Thank you very much for that. You do that to me at least once an episode. I am going to get you back one of these days, and it's going to be bad. You're going to like just fall over when I do it. Okay,
You're never going to make it on Whose Line Is It Anyway like this.
I know. Not an improv master, really. All right, while the powerful entities like the Vashin, or Vashon, excuse me, butchered name, can create magical creatures, only world spirits such as the Norrl can give rise to mortal life. What form it takes is directly affected by disposition of world spirit itself. The Norrl can become grievously wounded by a cataclysmic event, and such an event happens at the end of the Caldarion Age. Let's see, the Norrl is not a person, nor does it possess a physical form. It does not speak, though those who are attuned to its essence often claim to hear its song. While the life force of the Norrl flows through Norrath, it tends to coalesce strongly in key locations. Those closely in touch with the world spirit are drawn to such places. The Karens, for example, are particularly adept at seeking them out, and will fight vigorously against those who seek to control or corrupt these holy sites. There's different perspectives on what the Norrl truly is and what its presence mean. Some believe that the Norrl is the one true essence of life, and that the other so-called gods were reflections of it. Others believe the Norrl was a blessing from the goddess Erolsi, and that by protecting it, they honor her. Still others reject any notion of divinity and view the Norrl objectively as a source of power to be studied and harnessed. I bet that creates some conflict there.
You know, I was just thinking how much I like that they're not putting out a you know, a set in stone thing. Like, the normal this, it was created by this. These are, you know, I like that they're leaving it in the air, and so it's more flexible. Like, is Eorlisi a reflection of the Norrl, or is it a gift from Eorlisi? Like, you know, which one came first, the chicken or the egg?
Yeah, and you can see that there is an inherent conflict there, because if you believe one way, that it is a gift from Irolosi, then you're going to protect those sites like the like it says. And then the others are saying, oh, well, it's just an energy form and we need to study it. That's a little bit colder look at that, and you can see that that would create some very intense conflicts over those two notions.
Right, and that's something I really look forward to. Something I loved about the original EverQuest was how involved in the world the deities were and what difference they made in the game. That's not something you see with games like World of Warcraft or SWTOR, although Rift is actually pretty good about the gods being in the game. So if you're looking for something like that, I don't know about ESO and WildStar, but
Yeah,
that digress.
Rift did a pretty good job of that. SWTOR, like you said, not so much. But its mythology is already set, and in the Star Wars universe,
Right, force.
WoW
Right.
really doesn't pay attention to it at all, from my perspective.
You know, I've read all the World of Warcraft books, especially the Christie Golden ones. I've read some of them a couple of times. The light, of course, is mentioned. But that's really about it. They don't really do a whole lot of deities in that game, which is fine. It's not their thing. Their lore is still great, and if you play the game and you are interested in lore, I highly recommend going and read Chrissy Golden's Arthas. It's a great book, whether you like WoW or not.
Well, and one other thing about the Norrl, at the end of the Keldarian era, the cataclysmic event occurs, and it breaks the link with the Keldarian, causing them to die out.
Right, and so, and the Keldarian, just to be clear, that's kind of like, you know, we know the game is going to start with the Combine era, which is a coalition of races, and the Keldarian is an earlier version of that, essentially. Is that correct?
Yes. So that is basically the Norrl in a nutshell.
The Norrl in a nutshell.
That's right. Communication major, right?
That sounds like one of those things you get on the counter right by the cash register at the dollar store, like just some sort of
Impulse
weird
buying, baby.
weird
Impulse
candy
buying.
you've never heard about.
Yeah. The Norrl nutshell.
Norrl in a nutshell.
Wonder
With
how much that
soup,
would
we
be.
promise. Well, before we leave the lore section and close this episode out, our book showcases. We're not calling them book reviews anymore. We're calling them book showcases.
Dun dun
We
dun.
got the right. We got the official reading list from Dexella,
Thank you,
and
Dexella.
yep. And we're reading them in order. We're gonna do the Razor's Edge either next episode or the episode after that. We haven't discussed that yet, but it'll be soon. We've already read it ahead, and wow, are they so much better when you read them in order?
They are, and things start to make a little bit more sense too.
They make sense. So for those of you who listened to episode 3 from Ash Comes Fire, you're gonna listen to that again, because that book's getting a whole nother review when we come to it. I feel bad
Not,
for it, R.T. Kalin,
not,
that we did it out of order.
it's not a review.
It's not, well,
It's a
the
showcase.
showcase. We'll be
It's a
showcasing
showcase
it
it
again
again.
shortly. So I'm about halfway through all of them. I think I just finished Enemy of My Enemy, which was really good. A little short, though. But the next one, the Archmage,
That one's a little longer, isn't it?
it's a little longer. So, which I'm looking forward to. You know, some of these are only 20 pages. Some of them are 40 pages, and the one I'm on now is like 68 or so. So even if you're not a heavy reader, if you've got any interest in next, check these out. You can read these on the toilet if you want. They're short enough. I mean, if you're sick, of course. I mean, not if you're healthy, probably. But I digress. Well, that's about as good a place to end on as any, I would imagine.
So if you're sick and you're just on the toilet constantly, read right. these books. Yeah. Wow, I mean, what a promotion that is.
If you're having a crappy day, as it were.
Ah, pun intended, right? Yeah, you're a communication major too, right?
That's right. Anyway, I think that's about it for this week, don't you?
Oh, I hope so.
It felt fast. It felt fast. It felt like we were rushing through that.
Yeah, but it was a lot of information and a lot of good information in this one.
It did. I thought you talked a lot myself.
You've got to make me quit snorting on this thing, man.
Yes. I mean, do you know how long it takes to edit all your snorts out of this? I'm just going to leave them in. I'm going to get to hear him snort over and over again.
Well, there goes my following.
There goes your following. Speaking of the following, thanks to everybody who's listening and following us on Twitter, Facebook, and Google+, and Pinterest, and any social site we're on that I've forgotten. Our numbers are looking good. iTunes downloads are doing well. We've stayed pretty consistently in the top 100 of video games, and on Podomatic, the iTunes numbers are slow to adjust and are dominated by podcasts that have been there for a while. But we're moving up. Our iTunes downloads are up, and we sure do appreciate it. Will you attempt to tell them how they can find us and share us with their friends, Logan?
Oh, no, not this again. Okay, you can find us at our website, norathnewsnetwork.com. You can tweet us at NorathNewsNet, and you can find us on Facebook at Norath News Network.
And that's the same for Google+ as well.
Google+ as well, yes.
Yeah. And be sure to download episodes on iTunes, or you can get them on Stitcher, put us in a playlist on Stitcher. And please take the time to rate us, if you don't mind. We sure would appreciate it to have a little feedback and let us know how we're doing. We hope it's getting better. We hope the audio quality, I couldn't say the word audio apparently. We hope the audio quality is getting better. We're getting better at the editing, I hope. And we're adding bumpers in, as you've probably noticed, and some music. So we're getting a little fancier, slowly but surely, and starting to find our stride. So let us know how we're doing. You can do it on our website, northnewsnetwork.com. You can post on any of our blogs, or you can just hit us on Twitter. We're very active on Twitter, so hit us up there or any of the others.
Oh, and by the way, our numbers are decent, but I'm just going to tell you, they can be better. We need you to get out there and tell your fellow geeks about us and let them know that they can find all their newsworthy, Norathian newsworthy stuff here.
Right. And stuff? If you're a shut-in, and you don't see other people, well, just start creating accounts and
now let's download us on all of them. Getting people to do things illegal. I've told you about that.
You think the iTunes people are listening to this? Well, we'll scrub that part out. Fine.
Edit this.
Here.
All right, questioners, that's about all the time we have. We want to thank you for listening. And stay tuned next week for more EQ goodness.
Yep, that's going to do us. So may your journeys on Earth be safe and your adventures in Norath be epic. Until next time.
Bye.